Hej och välkommen till ett nytt avsnitt av Healthfulness-podden. I det här avsnittet träffar jag Shaft Uddin, poddens första internationella gäst. Och det betyder alltså att jag pratar engelska. Extremt ovant och ganska jobbigt för mig själv faktiskt att höra på. Men jag hoppas att ni står ut med mig ändå. Shaft är tidigare marknadsföringskonsult för stora företag som Mercedes, Disney och Samsung bland annat. Han vet hur man skapar viralt innehåll och han har såklart gjort det åt sig själv när han har byggt upp sin egen persona på YouTube där han har över 16 miljoner visningar. Det pratar vi såklart om i det här avsnittet, men också om hur han varit utbränd flera omgångar. Vi pratar om relationen till hans muslimska familj och om hur han det senaste decenniet har rest världen runt och lärt sig tantrans hemligheter. Idag är han ju trots allt känd som sexguru. Du lyssnar på Healthfulness-podden och jag heter Nathalie Jonan. Hi Shaft.
Hey.
How are you today?
Jag älskar dig.
Really? Already?
Ja. You're well, double Scorpio, right?
And you were Aquarius.
I'm an Aquarius, Libra, Libra. I'm all air.
And I'm all water.
Water, double because, water.
Yeah, double water.
Hang on, what's the other star sign?
Cancer.
What's that? Never meet Cancerians or Capricorns.
No, but that's water too, I think.
You're triple water and I'm triple air.
Yeah, wow. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be like a hurricane, windy.
Tsunami.
Tsunami, yes.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
How come you're in Sweden? Like, what brings you to Sweden and what makes you drawn to Sweden?
Do you want the long answer or the short answer?
You decide.
How long have we got? Okay, so...
Okay, semi-long.
Right. I don't know how far back to go. So I've been hanging around in the transformational communities for the last decade.
Yeah.
I'm very good at going into places, creating community, creating tribe, getting people to do really fun stuff. I was once a burner, so I was very much in the Burning Man scene. And the best Burning Man scene is Borderland, the Scandinavian Burning Man. And then I went into the Tantra bubble. And I've been in there for the last 6 years. And my thing is love. I love love. Love is the best. Love is the thing that has healed me the most. And if it weren't for the women in my life, I wouldn't be the man I am today. But there is an issue with going from one bubble to another bubble for 10 years. And it's only until last year did I figure it out. Like, I want depth. I want commitment. And I want some space where I could grow with my lovers. And I have that in the bubbles, but there is a restriction, and that's a thing called visas. So we could only have relationships as long as 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months. So I spend a lot of time in very, well, once upon a time, the harshest conditions on the planet, partying as a unicorn. And then the most exotic places with high vibrational foods and sustainable living. And it's all about sacred sexual hedonism. And love is like the foundation to that, especially self-love. And I'm a big part in seeding that in. And my wish and my desire was to have as many Swedish people, especially the Swedish women, to come to Tantra Island, we call it. There's going to be a Netflix documentary about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to work in advertising, so I do have a very grounded concept of reality, because I'm a businessman, yeah, as well as a hippie.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going back into the world of business again. It's a nice 6 years off.
Yeah.
And the reason why I came here is because instead of people traveling all the time and migrating from one bubble to another bubble, our journeys like span a year, and it's 2 or 3 months in every single bubble, and that's in Arundel, Koh Phangan, Ubud, Sweden, Berlin, Ibiza, and San Marcos, and back to Arundel again. So that's the 1 year journey. And in Sweden, you guys are just here.
Yeah.
You're not moving all around all the time. You guys are, you know, you have a job, a house,
yeah,
and this is the only community where family is functional. Like, you have kids and family, and I really desire family and grounding. I'm 40, and I'm going into my next decade of going up to my 50s. So I'd like to ground and do something.
Interesting.
And I chose this place because I love you girls.
Yeah.
You Swedish women are probably the most amazing creatures I've seen on the planet.
Interesting.
And I've been around.
Yeah. And I mean, that's my, like, I have heard that so many times from so many men from different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it.
I'm a Muslim Bangladeshi.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can definitely see why you like
anymore.
The Swedish women.
Well, it's yin and yang, isn't it? So
yeah,
the thing I go for is the opposite of me.
Yeah.
So athletic, built,
yeah,
warrior,
yeah,
women,
yeah,
who are like of Viking blood.
Yeah.
Really, really powerful, who like to wrestle, but also of elvish blood. So your mythology, your former religion, which is now known as a mythology,
yeah,
is all about nature and connecting to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories you guys have is incredible.
Yeah.
And Balder, he's one of my favorite Norse deities.
Oh.
And he's something I channel, Balder the Beautiful. And he's something that I like to connect to when I'm in this land.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very much working in the esoteric practices of Tantra, and it's all about embodying gods and goddesses.
Yeah.
So you guys have some great ones.
Okay, so now we know why you're in Sweden.
Long story. It's to have babies, basically. Enlightened babies with all of the beautiful blonde women who look like fairies, elves, and pixies.
And we're going to return to this because I'm very much curious about how you see the polyamorous lifestyle, how that fits together with family and
Ooh.
So on. But first, I want to start off with asking you, what does health mean to you?
Health, it is everything. You don't know what it is until you lose it. I had chronic pain for 3 years.
Oh, really?
Super shit. My whole job is based around my body. So I'm a dancer, performer, massage therapist, sacrosexual Jedi. Like, I use my body to awaken women. Like, this is everything.
Yeah.
And it's always worked. Like, it's not been a problem. I never knew what pain was until I gave so many yoni massages that my body broke.
Really?
Yes. And then my body didn't work anymore. And it was only then did I discover health. Like, before that, it was always mental health. I was batshit crazy. But now I'm better because of Tantra.
Yeah.
But health, this is it, the body temple. This is the temple where your soul resides. And this is the thing that you got to keep on, like, keeping healthy.
Okay, so I'm going to just ask you, because my guess is that the people who listens now already know. But in case anyone doesn't know, what is a yoni massage?
A Joni massage. It is the most powerful form of healing for women. It needs to be foundation when it comes to knowing thyself. Luckily, it's now been noticed as a scientific thing. It's actually in hospitals and therapies.
Really?
And everything now. Finally. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
My specialty is vaginas. So yoni is the older Sanskrit word for vulva, which means sacred spaces. A practice coming from the tantric practices, the yogis, they do lingam yoni massages. It's just a small aspect of health, especially mental, physical health. It's not, you know, everything like most people think tantra is about, orgasms and orgies and polyamory. It's, you know, that has nothing to do with tantra, but there is an aspect of it in it. And this is all about somatic trauma release therapy.
That sounds nice.
It's very powerful. And once you release all that gunk and all the stories and all the blockages and all the fear, on the other side of fear is love. On the other side of a blocked, tense, fearful body, someone who is scared of rejection, fear of abandonment and all that stuff, is the life that you want to live, the partners you want to be with, the health that you want. Yoni massage is the most powerful key to your existence, because one day a child will come from there, but also you came from a vagina. So if you understand your vagina, you could tell others on how it works, how to honor it, how to honor yourself, and then the world will be in a better place.
You just told us that tantra is not only this.
Just 5% is sex, relationships, intimacy.
So what's the rest of tantra? Like, what would you say tantra is?
Well, you could check out my viral video that reached 16 million people.
Ooh.
And if you Facebook search 10 questions you always wanted to ask
a tantra. I saw that.
That's me.
That I saw that.
That's my face. That's
I know.
Yeah. So 10 questions.
I'm like, that's where I recognize you.
Have you just realized that?
No.
Okay.
That would have been fun, though.
That would have been.
Okay, so...
Did you see the prequel to that, though?
No, I didn't. I
you probably did. But, it's the unicorn one.
I don't think I saw that, though. I would have remembered it.
Polyamorous unicorn sex cult? No? Okay,
no.
Right. I'm the leader.
Okay. So what is tantra? Like in a few short sentences.
Well, I do recommend everyone check out Shaft Uddin on Instagram to find out. And also that video, 10 questions you always wanted to ask a tantra sex guru.
Yeah.
But it's from... Like, there's so many different schools that tell you it means, tantra means to weave, to liberate, and all this stuff. There's a billion different answers on what it is. And on history, it says it's these sacred texts that were written down, passed down through different lineages. For me, all tantra is giving labels for what you already are. And that is being a human. It's a manuscript and a blueprint on how to be a human. And 5% of that is your vaginas and your lingams and everything in between. But there's the other 95% of that, which is mental health, personal development, how to move your body, how to open up the heart, how to let go of society's conditionings and the domestication, all the imprints from your mummy and daddy, because trust me, mummy and daddy issues are the biggest things I have to deal with in my practice as a tantric practitioner. And then all the judgments, the projections and the perceptions you get from your friends and the community that are around you. And then there's all the things around letting go of the stories around yourself and who you are meant to be. Letting go of limited beliefs, finding your purpose. Going into the deeper work of self-forgiveness and then going more into self-acceptance and then clearing all of that and having a daily practice of self-love, which revolves around your vaginas and your lingams.
I wanted to ask you, because as you mentioned, you're from Bangladesh originally. Like, who were you when you were a child?
Mental. I was crazy. I had these really big buck teeth, big goggly eyes, really, really ugly, sick all the time, scrawny. My little brother calls me Furubai Sub, which means little brother. And I'm older than him.
Oh, really?
Because I was that ill.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was just a scrawny little weird kid.
Yeah.
Had a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So I was this, just very energetic kid who liked to burn stuff and steal things and like always questioning my mum about religion. And I come from a very strict, devout Muslim household. Like my dad does the call to prayer, the azan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. One day I will nail that and my father will cry again.
Yeah. And I mean, okay, so when you were a child, mm-hmm. like, did you ever think that you would become what you are today?
Nope, because the blueprint of my whole existence from the moment I could remember to when it all fucked up at the age of 23 was I wanted to be a house husband and have kids.
Yeah.
So all I wanted was to be an artist, to be a stay-at-home dad and do my paintings and be engaged at 23, married at 24 and kids at 26. That was all I ever wanted. Yeah. So the life I have is not the one I wanted as a child, but it's a pretty amazing life. I mean, I can't even fathom, like, what I've done in my life is so outrageous.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't even invent, you can't make it up.
No, of course not.
Like, when I look back at my whole of my 30s, for 7 years I didn't think I was a human. I thought I was a unicorn, and then for 2 years I thought I was a sacred sexual Jedi, and for 1 year I thought I was a human learning how to be in this body.
But I mean I love that you're fun, you're very playful, you're humorous, all these things. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if we just take off all these labels, like unicorn. I mean, I see you are a unicorn. I can see that. But I mean, if we take that aside, mm-hmm. like, how would you explain what happened from, let's say, when you were 23 or 30 until now? Like, how can that huge transformation happen?
Or just really fucked up things that happen in your life, near-death experiences, horrible breakups, you know, the things that people call a nervous breakdown, suicide attempts, things like that. Yeah. Like, it's never been, like, a long run of rainbows and unicorns. Like, I've been suffering from mental health when I tried to kill myself back in 1988. Wow. Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I've been suffering from depression since that moment when my third eye got calcified and I had to become like a person rather than the enlightened children that we are from the age of 0 to 7.
Yeah.
Every 7 years, your body changes. And I've been an addict since 1993 and suffering from severe loneliness since 2004. Mm. So, you know, it's a long time battling all this stuff.
Yeah.
But it was only until I discovered Tantra did everything change. And that was in 2014. So for the last 6 years, life's been amazing. It's also been, you know, really challenging as well.
Of course.
But because of these very simple tools we use in Tantra, am I able to overcome everything a lot quicker? Mm. Like instead of having a horrific breakup where my girlfriend who I'm about to marry is about to, who has sex with my best friend who I've grown up with in the house I grew up in, and that making me want to kill myself, and then being depressed for like 3 years and not knowing how to handle anything because no one's given me the tools how to do it. Now when that happens, it just lasts 2 hours.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, becoming the story that defines my life.
Yeah. So what was your biggest like aha moments when you discovered Tantra?
It must have been when I was in a cave down in the depths of the Big Island in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I was with 20 other shamans, and we're not plant medicine shamans. We use the body to reach those states of enlightenment. Like, there's no hangover, basically, if anyone's done plant medicines.
Yeah.
So what happened was there's 20 odd shamans. So we went down into a cave. There was this giant yoni explosion where lava came out and it looked like a giant vagina. And we put like candles and flowers around it, turned it into an altar. And then we all got naked and we had sex.
All 20 of you?
With ourselves, each other, however you wanted to generate sexual energy.
Yeah.
This was a sex shaman school, tantra school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, I come from a very different bubble and I've been somewhere for 6 years and I've only just come back into normal society.
Yeah.
So the words I'm using are going to be a bit unusual.
Yeah.
And the practices that I do are really normal in my world.
Yeah, of course.
But very unusual, but actually science-based in this reality. So what we did was we generated sexual energy and we put all of our fluids, semen, amrita, female ejaculate, or squirting fluids, into a big conch shell. And then we poured it into the giant vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that.
Yeah.
And during this generation of sexual energy and these peak experiences and moments of oneness and no mind moments, the sentence came to me, which is, heal the rich to empower the poor.
Hmm.
And from that moment, I quit my job at Fox TV as an art director. I was on a six-figure salary. I was a very successful person with a couple of houses in London. And I became full tantric, traveling the world, giving yoni massages, creating these safe spaces for people to connect, and basically allowing people to connect deeply to themselves.
Mm.
So they could be more empowered and have more fun and actually have a laugh with life rather than being a victim to life. So that was the moment that changed everything. And I'm still on that journey.
Yeah.
And now I'm ready after the burnout, second, third burnout, to come back and have impact in normal society again. And this is, I don't know why you reached out to me or how we connected, I can't remember, but I'm glad that I'm in a normal environment.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so what I want to ask you, because mm-hmm. the things you're talking about right now, like how to put all of these very in my ears, because I'm like from the other side that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Like I have not been in this world that you're talking about for the last 6 years. So in my ears, it sounds mm-hmm. very like I can't even relate to it in a way.
I know, so far away.
So far away.
Yeah.
Even though I know that in some, some of my friends or family, like, they consider me to be, like, living...
Out there.
Out there, exactly. But, I mean, compared to you, I'm, like, super normal.
I know.
So what I want to ask you is... Like, when you want to work with the people, normal people...
Which I do.
Which you do, and which I imagine you want to do even more.
Yeah, this is why I'm back.
Yeah. What do you think is the most important thing for people? Like, what's the main issue that people are struggling with?
Connection.
Mm.
So I was an addict. I'm no longer... Like, I'm addiction free from everything. Like,
yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Everyone's addicted to something.
It is. Yes,
I
agree.
But I figured it out. I use these tools, very mm-hmm. simple tools, to overcome all of my mental issues and all my health issues, like very simple stuff. I'm like, I've got genius level brain now.
Yeah.
Because of these tools. So
So connection as in communication?
Connection to yourself to figure things out.
Yeah.
So you could connect with others. So I'm going to change my language. So instead of using the word tantra, I'm going to use connection.
Very good.
Conscious ways to connect. Yeah. Instead of talking about energies, and this is how I sell my products, because remember, I'm a businessman at the end of
I can tell.
Check me out at Shaft Udin on Instagram and my daily love streams on Shaft Udin on YouTube. They actually use my website in all of the goddess trainings now and all the female empowerment stuff. They look at sacredsexualawakening.com to see how to make your business sellable to the masses. So I have to change my language. I mean, this is why I look like a Swedish dad right now. I've had to change myself to be in the environment. I never used to. Even when I was working at Fox TV, I'd turn up covered in glitter, wearing harem pants with all my makeup and jewelry on. And I will never forget when my boss one day said, "Shaft, James Murdoch is coming in. Go and have a fucking wash. He's the first person that you're going to see. You are the first person he's going to see when he walks in." So I never conformed to anything.
You wanted to be you.
Yeah. And that was my biggest gift to the planet. Now I need to go undercover. So when I came to Stockholm last year in November, I changed everything. I never used the word tantra. I got my work into shopping malls, into co-worker spaces. I was giving tantric massages in co-worker spaces, but I never called it tantra. They didn't know what was going on in their bodies. I wasn't touching anyone's vaginas, but I'm an incredible body worker, and I could make people feel things, which is themselves.
Yes.
I allow people to be themselves, and that's really hard in this world because we're always trying to be something else. I just help people relax their nervous system.
Interesting.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, this is why I love this job so much, because it's so easy. Mm. All I'm doing, because of our mirror neurons, if I have the bigger energy, which I often do, because I've done so much training to become present, the power of now, Eckhart Tolle. So I'm present. If there's a batshit crazy person, or if someone's having a panic attack, a drug overdose, or something where they're about to die, you just put Shaft or Din in front of them. Because of my mirror neurons and my training, I'm able to bring them back and ground their energy. So I would just do a simple tantric practice, which is eye to eye contact, left eye to left eye gaze, and just breathe with my mouth open, big belly breaths. It's really simple. But no one's breathing like that.
No.
Everyone's breathing.
Yeah.
I need to get to there. I need to get there. I'm super stressed, anxiety. And the brain's just going. And then you get sick. Whereas I'm just chilled most of the time. Super chilled.
Yeah. Interesting.
And because of that, my nervous system is relaxed. If I'm next to someone, they would just feel weird and they wouldn't understand why. And when I say feel weird, they might feel more calm, more chilled, more relaxed, more happy. Because we're all empathic creatures because of this hardwired thing, which is our mirror neurons. We copy each other.
Yeah.
This is why porn is such a big multi-billion dollar industry, because people see people getting off and then they get off on it. And it's visual. Yeah, it's not even a physical thing.
I actually heard that babies, you know, when babies cry in movies, like super small babies, they make them cry by making a face like you're sad, like me. Yeah.
And the baby,
that's so cool. In tantra, usually we hear words. I mean, I hear words as divine feminine and divine masculine. And I know you don't want to label it as tantra maybe right now, but if we just...
Science.
Yeah.
I'm going to be science Shaft. I'm going to cater to your audience. Check this out. Look how great I am at selling products.
So if we talk about the divine feminine and divine masculine, what can you tell us about that?
Well, thank you so much for asking.
You're very welcome.
So I could sell this stuff, this idea, to my Muslim parents. Like, I've helped, I bought everything I've learned and embodied to my family, and I've had a huge clearing with them, and we're tight as fuck. It's amazing. I also teach children. I also work in the LGBT community, where if you say divine masculine and divine feminine, they will beat the shit out of you and get so offended. So what I describe it as, and it's in everything. So in dance, you love dancing?
Yes.
You seen ballroom dancing?
Yeah.
There's a lead and a follow.
True.
If you're, I mean, you're a Scorpio, so you're probably into hardcore BDSM or kink.
Not that I know. Not yet, anyway.
But there is a thing called a sub and a dom.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that, huh?
I know that much.
There you go. 50 Shades of Grey. And then in martial arts, there's an attack and a defense.
Yeah.
And everyone's seen those that symbol that's like black and white with a dot in it, yin and yang. And in Tantra, we use the term Shiva Shakti, the divine feminine, divine masculine energy. And all this means is there is a giver and a receiver. There's one, an action that is action, and there is another side that is to receive. Left brain, right brain, love, logic, heart, brain. That's all it is. And that's inside all of us.
Mm.
So it doesn't mean one's better than the other. It just means that we just need to figure it out and make sure we connect each side of our brains and use not just our brains, but our hearts and our bodies to make a decision. So my life is very easy now because I've connected not just my amazing, intelligent brain, but my heart, my gut, my sex, and my whole being when I connect or make a decision, a major life decision. So, yeah. So life's very easy for me now.
Yeah.
I'm balanced.
You mean you're balanced in these two energies, correct?
Yeah. Masculine, feminine, love, logic, left brain, right brain, the emotions and the...
So... in my experience, men and women communicate very differently.
Yes, we do. And you need to figure out how we talk.
Well, I recognize that. But the thing is, I think the funny thing with this is that I many times feel very masculine, let's say, in the way that I feel... very logic driven, like my even in moments where I feel, you know, like let's say the feminine flows in a good way, my logic brain is really dominant. Like
I would say that has a lot to do with your Swedish cultural conditioning. I take it you're a successful businesswoman, right?
Well, I have never called myself that, but yeah, let's.
Well, you've had to compete amongst all the masculine energy around you. So you had to train that part of your being to become at that level. So you've really honed that energy to have that logical mind, to be successful, to have the structures so you could be free.
I mean, part of the reason is probably that. And also, I mean, if I just look at, for example, my mother, she's extremely, you know, logic driven and I would say not very emotional, maybe. So, yeah, I would guess that has a lot to
what's
do with
your,
it.
What's your relationship with your father?
Oh, well... I think the listeners are like, I mean, I've been talking about this a little bit in the podcast. We don't have a very good relationship and we don't, we're not talking right now.
95% of Tantra is this.
Yeah. Okay, but where do I start though? I mean, if this is the work, like...
This is the work.
I'm like, if this is
this
the work.
This is the work. Like, there is no other work apart from... So you could do all of the Vipassanas, the yoga teacher trainings, all of the ayahuasca, the breath work.
I signed up for a Vipassana.
Classic. None of this is going to work. I'm going to tell you. The punchline is coming, by the way.
Okay.
You could do all the San Pedro and the Iboga. You could do Yopo. You could do magic mushroom ceremonies and conscious ketamine ceremonies. You could start becoming a vegan, a pescatarian, a raw vegan. I love myself. You could do all this stuff.
Yeah.
But none of this is going to work unless you tell your dad you love him.
Really? I have to do that?
None of this is going to... I could guarantee you this, because none of... All this stuff...
No, I mean, I believe that. I
do
mean,
you know why?
No, not really. I don't... I mean, I don't... I mean, I have been trying the vegan thing and the raw food thing and all of these things. No, I have... Actually, I haven't. But I'm a curious naturally. So, I mean, I would probably try those things out. But
try it out, yeah, definitely.
No, but...
Give it a go.
No, but I mean, my logic says that that's probably not the answer.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's really simple.
But I don't know why, so please enlighten me.
I'm going to tell you the answer.
Okay.
So all of our shit in our lives that we project onto our current partners, our past partners and our future partners come from our relationship with our mummy and daddy. Mm. So for example... I'm going to tell you my story, so you're not going to be able to relate to it because, you know, I'm a dude and you're a woman.
Yeah, but I mean...
But you'll understand.
Yeah. And also a lot of people are listening, so maybe someone else can relate.
This is true. So as you can see, I'm quite flamboyant. And if I wasn't wearing my Swedish dad outfit, you'll see what I really look like, which no one's going to see.
I think I have a clue.
Check out my Instagram, Shafterdin. And... I basically disowned my masculinity. I had a very violent, absent father. Mm. He beat the shit out of me. He broke my nose. He put me in hospital. I love him now. Elvis, I love you. You're amazing. But when I was little, he wasn't around. He was a very violent, absent father. A typical man of that generation, by the way. He is no different to most of the men of that generation. Mm. It's not his fault. Because it's a generational thing for men of that age. He wasn't my role model. My mum was. I got mum tattooed on my back. Like, I love my mum. My mum's amazing. And I always was raised by my mum. I was always one of the girls. I disowned my masculinity because I didn't want to be like my dad. I didn't want to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Rambo. That was what I was growing up with. And macho men wasn't my thing. And I was just like... one of the girls. I wanted to be part of the girls. And then I went to university and I was just hanging out with all the women, and whoever you're surrounded by, you become. And then in Tantra and Burning Man, it's a matriarchal society. It's just a society run by women. So I'm just one of the women. Then my dad got ill. He had a stroke back in 2017. This was at when my burnout happened from giving too many yoni massages. And then we all went back to Bangladesh and everyone thought he was going to die. The doctors and everything said, this isn't good. He hasn't got long left. And I knew he wasn't going to die because I knew I had some tools that could help him, which I learned from giving yoni massages, trigger point release, trauma release therapy, things like that. So I basically helped him heal, helped him overcome like all of his issues in his body through this yoni massage technique. I didn't touch his yoni because he doesn't have one. He's got a body. It's completely transferable, this skill. And I basically held him and made him cry every single night for 11 days. I gave him space to be himself. Again, mirror neurons. I was just giving him love every day. And he's never had that. He's never had anyone touch him before. Like, and there's me who's not into, like, in Bangladesh, we do not touch or hug up anyone. Like, we just don't do that. And I had to push myself to actually just hold him like a small child. He couldn't do anything. He was literally he's under 5 foot. So he's like a little human anyway, but a very angry, violent one. Yeah. But he's super chilled now. He's amazing now. Yeah. So I healed the connection with my father for the first time in my life. Before this, I identified myself as a lesbian, and I knew I was a lesbian because I was having sex with lesbians. Mm. And I was mainly having threesomes. So me, a lesbian bi woman, another lesbian bi woman. So like my life was pretty amazing and very harmonious. It works because these women are bi and lesbian, so they love each other and all the pressure isn't on me.
Yeah.
Again, I'm a clever dude.
Yeah. So I was just thinking that, like, being a dude, calling yourself a lesbian, that's pretty clever.
But I was. That's the thing. And whatever you believe in comes true. And if that energy is so true in your body and you're attracting what you think you are, then you are. Before you diagnose yourself with depression and anxiety and stress, make sure you're not surrounded by arseholes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, for the first time in my life, I connected to my masculinity, and check this out. What happened after that was unbelievable. I started to attract more men. And I'm not talking about just any kind of dude. I'm talking about the hottest dudes. Mm-hmm. And I started making out with dudes. Mm-hmm. And I started to like see penises and not gag or feel sick. Because that's how much I disowned my masculinity. I couldn't be around penises or see penises or anything. I'd physically feel sick. And then through Tantra, I healed my own relationship with my own lingam. I suffered from genital mutilation because of the whole Muslim thing and people coming around my house and cutting off the top of my penis. So I could never be a whole human being ever again. It's the same as female genital mutilation. And I learned to love men. Because of my Muslim father, I became bisensual with men. And I honestly believe that the highest form of enlightenment, the highest form of freedom is to be able to love everyone. And I mean everyone. So being polyamorous and bisexual. Mm. So to be able to freely flow and be sensual and kiss and make love and play with everyone you desire with strong, healthy boundaries.
Yeah, of course. So, but do you think that's in the...
Me and my dad are tight now. We're amazing.
Yeah.
And my relationship with men is amazing. My relationship with my masculinity, with my structures, with my business meetings, with everything is next level now.
Yeah.
The reason why my relationship with my father changed is because I said a sentence to my dad on the phone. Mm. I rang him up and I said to... my dad, I was forced to say this sentence from one of my trainings. And I said, hey, Dad, I was speaking in Bengali, by the way. Hey, Dad, how's it going? I just wanted to ring you and apologize for the way I've acted. And I just really want to get to know you. That's all I said. And then at the end of it, I said, what were you doing when you were my age? And my dad said, when I was your age, I was the hardest working person I knew. And I said, Dad, I'm the hardest working person I know. And then for some reason, we both started hysterically crying. And I could hear my mum in the background saying, why are you making your dad cry? What are you doing?
Wow.
So that sentence structure, and I didn't believe in what I said, by the way. I just said it because I was forced to say it. I had nothing to apologize for. But I just thought, fuck it, it's one sentence that someone told me to say and they're forcing me to do it. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I've said many sentences in my entire life to my dad, let's just do this one thing that I don't believe in. This goes against everything I teach and do, but fuck it. So I rang him up and said it. Yeah. And from that moment, that was the catalyst to connect to my father. A month later, I had a nightmare where my dad, I saw in my dream... that my I was deformed from my dad beating me up, and then I woke up and beat the shit out of my pillow, and it turned out it wasn't a dream, it was true, because I was deformed. And then that day my dad had a stroke, which we found out a couple of months later, and then my healing journey started because of that one sentence.
And that's when you started to do the body work on him
in Bangladesh. Yeah. My little brother was like, you give massages, don't you? I was like, bruv, you know, I only give yoni massages, right? He said, it's all the same stuff, just do it.
I mean, I believe you when you say that, like, none of all these things matter. And the only thing that does matter is the relationship or the healing. The healing of the relationship with your parents. How do we know that we need to do this work? Like, I mean, for me, it's pretty obvious because I don't even talk to my father, so.
Oh, trust me, you know. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
I could go into my own family story, but it won't be fair on my family.
No.
Like, my family's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, we're all very successful and doing a lot of amazing stuff for humanity. It's great.
Mm.
But everyone knows inherently that there is something wrong with them.
Mm.
And it often relates to the first 7 years of their lives
mm.
on the main carers where they were trying to get love from.
Mm.
Mommy and Daddy.
Mm.
So my problem, so I could talk about myself for sure. I'm super needy. Like, I'm really needy. Mm. If I have sex with someone, I'm in love with them, fully attached.
Mm.
Like, that's it, I'm done. Mm. But people can't handle that. And I always attract emotionally unavailable women.
Mm.
And that was my story. And then on my 40th birthday, I did a ritual. And I noticed in the ritual that my mum was the emotionally unavailable person in my life.
Mm.
I didn't know that because all my life, my mum has been really, really overbearing and protective. Mm. Shaft, what type of women do you go for? Mm. Oh, well, Shaft, I go for strong, inspiring women that enrich my life. Hmm, what's your mum? Oh, she's strong and inspiring.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm basically...
Yeah.
Having sex with people who remind me of my mum. And the weird thing is, when my mum showed me a picture of her when she was like in her 20s, she looks like the women that I have sex with.
Really?
And my mum's always looked like a Muslim fat mum.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my mum's always looked like my mum.
Yeah.
But when I saw that picture,
yeah,
I couldn't believe it. I was like, this, and everything just fell into place. I was like, fuck, oh, everything relates to that.
Yeah.
So I go for very elvish cat-like women.
Yeah.
And my mum looks like that.
Yeah.
Looked like that. Looks, I didn't know that yeah. because
no,
just...
of course.
Yeah. So on my 40th birthday, I did a meditation and I did a clearing around this. And I rang up my mum and had this conversation with her. Because I'm clever. I've yeah. done tantra. I get it.
Yeah.
Whatever you... have the aha realization moments on some kind of plant medicines or vipassanas or tantric lingam yoni massages, you got to integrate that into your life. You got to implement it and get the information that you got and turn it into a habit, or go to the person and say what you want to say, or connect with a person that you saw in your visions, or go to your mum and dad and tell them how you love them, or say, mum, in this meditation I had, I saw, like I said, in this dream, because my mum's a very, she believes in spirits and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
They're very superstitious in that world. And I said to my mum, I had a dream that when I was 3 years old, I was running away from the house, and we were in the old house, and I was on the bike, and I escaped out of the back of the house, into the garden, into the alleyway, and I could see freedom. I could see the road, and I was about to get out into freedom, and then you grabbed me and you beat the shit out of me. And she said, yeah, that totally happened. And it did happen, because yeah. I remember it. And then I said, in the dream, I was able to walk out of it as a man, and I turned around and waved goodbye to you. And I want you to know, Mum, that you're the best mum in the world, and I love you so much. But you don't have to look after me so forcefully anymore. I can look after myself, and all you need to do is just know that I'm safe and I'm okay. And I understood why my mum was so overbearing, because she couldn't speak English. So if any of her children ran away, she couldn't communicate, because she just wasn't from England. She was a Bangladeshi woman who was trying to take care of her children, who were, one of them was batshit crazy, me.
Okay.
And ever since then, I've been attracting amazing women, no longer emotionally unavailable.
Not the same pattern.
Not, I broke it, yeah.
So what I'm wondering is, let's say someone lost their parents, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
How would they work with this type of trauma?
So I have clients who have lost their fathers and mothers. You can use humans, so they could embody the divine masculine energy or the father energy, and you could talk, you could get it out of your body. So you could say all the things you wished your father had said to you.
Mm.
And then you could basically clear a lot of energy. I like to use a full moon, because it's a portal and a place to shift energy. And it's, you know, there's a lot of science behind water on the planet, water of women, the gravitational pull of the moon. And you could use a moon as a symbol to connect with that energy of your mother or father. So you could do these exercises. And they're just simple scripts. That's all they are. And you could have a profound clearing with someone who could hold space for you or get someone to do what you want them to do.
Interesting. And now you're in a place in your life where you actually want to create a family of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that look in like your version?
Mm-hmm. So this is why I came to Sweden. I've seen a lot of my friends who are married with children, about to have other children, but they're making out with other people and they're going to these conscious orgies and things like that. But they're still together and having sex with other people and still together. And I've known these people for like 10 years, so I've seen them grow from being people in the burner world and the tantra world and then having families and being together. New people are getting pregnant. There's a bunch of women right now who have all just got pregnant together. So it's a tribe, it's a community, and it's all year round and it works. It's the only functional community I have seen on the planet in Sweden, in Stockholm. That's why I'm here, because I need to surround myself in that energy. So I'm open to all forms of creating a family. Recently, I met a woman. She gave me a Lingam massage, and she's going to Russia to have IVF treatment. And during this Lingam massage, I saw a vision where all these souls were going, "We found a way into this world. It's through Shaft."
Mm-hmm.
What he's going to do is give his seed to all of the successful women who are tired of these dysfunctional relationships, who are self-sustainable enough to have babies. And instead of paying for expensive IVF treatments in Russia, we could just our shaft and we could have a ritual and he could give his semen and have a baby.
But I mean,
or lesbian, rich, successful lesbian relationships, women who love each other and are in a long-lasting relationship who are looking for that gift of life.
Mm.
I'm open to that as well. And obviously I have my own hopes and dreams to be a father as well. So I'm open to all of the different types. Like, relationships is the biggest issue on this planet, especially in Sweden.
I agree with that.
Like, it's got the highest percentage of single people, and that's why I've come here. Because this is where the market is for what I have to give, which is how to have deep, committed relationships, how to have enlightened babies, how to do all these esoteric practices so you could become... Like, I'm 40. I don't even look 40.
No.
I'm getting younger because this stuff works.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm here, to give the tools that are very basic to a city that has the highest population of single people. And my biggest gift is creating community, getting people together, getting people connected, and getting, like, the amount of weddings I've been to because of people I've put together.
Okay, so
it's not about running away from commitment. It's the opposite. It's about creating long-lasting, deep, intimate relationships through trust, transparency, and communication. Life for me is really simple, but there's a problem with being the only enlightened person in the village, which is everyone else likes drama. Everyone loves drama. I'm drama free, which basically means I'm not that attractive to women, because I could give them whatever they want, but once they get it, people get bored. I'm gonna give you guys a little gift. What is your I am statement?
For me?
Yeah. Like, let's say you're run down, you got a cold, you're tired.
Yeah.
You spilt over a cup of coffee. You don't drink coffee. You spilt over...
Cup of tea. Matcha.
Yeah. What does your inner monologue say? Mine used to say, I hate my life.
That's a good one. I don't know. Like... I get very, like, frustrated easily. But I don't know what the like, monologue in my head says.
Maybe you must have an I am statement. I'm not good enough. I am statements is I am fat. I got shit hair. I got bad teeth. Da 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 da. Why me?
I mean, I'm like.
You're fully enlightened. This is why you got 10,000 followers on Instagram.
I don't think I'm enlightened, but I think a few years ago I went to a Tony Robbins workshop and we were working with this a lot. And it was like, what's your basically like limiting belief that shows up all the time?
Yeah.
And I think at that point it had a lot to do with fear. Like I'm not brave enough or not.
Yeah.
And to some extent, I think that still applies to me and my life, and but I don't know if it really, like, it doesn't have the same grip anymore.
Because you've done the work.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, Tony Robbins is a great guy.
Yeah.
Did you know that my name is Yoni Robbins? Just saying. So you've worked for it. So for your listeners, here's a little gift. Whatever your I am statement is, swap it to this one. And this works because our brains are like computer programs.
Yeah.
We could reprogram it through repetition.
Yeah.
And trust me, I've been an addict. I know repetition. here's a nice program to install into your brain every day. It's called, and from everything I've learned, I remember advertising, I turned it into a sentence. I love my life, I love my body, I love myself. That's it. Three sentences. Yeah. That's all I want to give to your followers. I love my life. When that's unpacked, it means to find what you love every day and do what you love every day. So you never have to work another day in your life.
Yeah.
We're doing this.
Yeah.
Your purpose is the thing that makes you happy.
Yeah.
I love my life. I love my body. Learn to unlock its infinite potential and learn to love it every day. This is the body tempo and we really need to look after it. I love myself, which means to find inner peace every day and know that you are enough.
Yeah.
And you're going to say this 108 times. You're going to get those little mullahs. These little mullahs exist in every single religion, from Muslim, Judaism, Christianity, the Pope has it. Like, every single religion has it.
Yeah.
The science part of it is, you know, transcendental meditation and things like that. So you're constantly saying the same thing until you believe it. So every day, you're going to, if you're listening to this right now, you could count it on your fingers or whatever. You can say, I love my life, I love my body, I love myself. I love my life, I love my body, I love myself. I love my life, I love my body, I love myself. I love my life. And you're just going to keep on saying it. And see what happens in a week. And then do it for 3 weeks because 21 days things change.
Yeah.
21 day challenge of saying, I love my life, I love my body, I love myself. If you want the guided meditation to that, you can find it on my YouTube channel, Shafted. And there's like loads of guided meditations on there.
I think this will be a challenge. I think I will challenge the listeners to do this.
Your life will literally change.
This is amazing.
It's super easy. I'm reprogramming myself every day. Like, I put on headphones and I got my own affirmations that I tell myself. I listen to myself. I can't sit still and have the collective consciousness because I'm so open and so sensitive because I've been in the tantra bubble for 6 years. I need to, like, keep this protected.
I have to show you. I usually, you know, in Instagram that you can put like a, what do you say, like a short music thing on your snaps.
I'm not sure if I can because you've got 10,000 followers, which means you've activated special functions.
Oh,
you got the swipe
really?
Up. Yeah. They gamified it. It's brilliant.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so this is the song that I usually put on. Wait one second. As I said, I'm really bad at multitasking. this is the song that I usually put on my stories whenever I'm like out walking or doing something.
I hope it's This Is Me by The Greatest Showman, which is amazing.
Isn't that good?
What are the chances? I'm jacked into the collective consciousness.
I think this is going to be your next favorite song.
I've got my own song. Like, I love this song already. I inspired the renegade pharmacist to create a song called I Love My Life, which
really?
She took to Mind Valley and stuff like that.
Mm.
We were actually going to write a song together before I left Tantra Island to come back to Stockholm.
So when is the Tantra Island documentary going to be out?
Well, we were meant to go back this year, which we did, to start filming more episodes.
Mm.
But then Corona hit, and the guy who's running it, he's a bit of a... not a haemophiliac, arachnophobic, no. Where they're fearful of diseases.
Yeah.
He's neurotic. So...
Yeah.
He's not, he's great. And he basically ran off the island as soon as he could.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And came back to Sweden. So we never filmed anything.
Oh, okay.
So we've got amazing footage from last year. Obviously, I've changed in that year. My direction is very different.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some nice stuff that's going to happen. I really want him to do a Tantra Island in Sweden. Mm-hmm. Because Tantra Island doesn't have to be in Koh Phangan.
No.
Like, Tantra Island is wherever... I am and people like me are.
Mm.
And the tantric bomb has exploded in Sweden again.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chaft?
Yes.
Before we hang up this podcast or whatever, I want to ask you... one question, because usually I do five, but we have been talking so much, so we're only going to do one today. Who do you want me to invite to the Healthfulness podcast?
Oh, Alexander Bard.
Ooh, yes. Can you get him for me? Do you know him?
I do know him, actually, yeah.
Yeah?
But I mean, the only reason why he came up in my head is because my company wants to talk to him as well.
Yeah. So you're, like, in first place. I'm second.
Alexander Bard, if you're listening, we haven't spoken for a long time since that time at Borderland, which was hilarious. Let's connect. Come onto this show and talk about some tantraversial things. I hear you're causing a bit of an uproar,
yeah,
which I love.
He really is. Yeah. Well, as a rebel, I like it too. And I'm very curious to talk to him. I loved having you on. If the followers aren't already following you or want to come in contact with you or just want to check you out, where do they go?
Well, if you want to go out for a fika, because yeah. I really like meeting new, interesting people.
Yeah.
If you want enlightened babies, and if you want a yoni massage, oh, if you want to show me how to be a Viking father, you can find me on my love streams every day, 11 a.m. Stockholm time, on my YouTube channel, Shaft Uden. And if you want to send me any messages, I'm available on my Instagram at Shaft Uden. But you'll be linking all this on your website, right?
Probably, yes. In the show notes.
Great.
Loved having you. Thank you, Shaft.
Super fun. Thank you very much.